This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Jack!
Yes! Okay, wow, Jesus.
Sorry, that was supposed to be spookier.
Big energy.
Jack!
Okay. Okay, now that was maybe too scary. Can you meet me like somewhere in between?
Jack!
Yeah? What, is this a
it's
ghost?
It's me, your dead business partner.
Oh, Tanner.
Remember me?
Yeah. I do, yes. We're both like pretty stingy. Like it's something we had in common.
I wouldn't say we're both pretty stingy. I would say you're stingy and I was stingy, but now I'm dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yes,
of something you did in an abstract way.
Really?
I think.
I don't think
you killed me.
Refused but like, I to think, like pay for heat in our office or something and you caught like pneumonia.
Yeah, I
Maybe
think
something
so.
Like that. But you were probably down with it because you're like, why would I pay for heat? When
yeah.
I save a few pennies.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can hear your chains.
Maybe I
rattling.
Need it.
What's the chain?
Sorry,
for?
My chains.
What's
we
that
have.
For?
It's the.
It's like an
S&M
thing.
I'm sorry about the chains.
Yeah.
I meant to take them off before I showed up.
Yeah, and it's
don't
bad
pay
audio.
Attention. Just ignore the chains.
This is like, for podcast listeners. People hate it when two things. They
Everyone
hate,
just ignore the chains. I'm sorry about the chains.
If they can hear you eating on a podcast, people hate that. It's very
I think
unprofessional.
It's really important we don't focus on them.
And they hate it if you can hear chains. Your chains rattling. It's just distracting.
I was texting you.
Yeah. From the beyond?
From the beyond, before we got started, about your bits and how they're not working. Because
okay. Yeah.
Between us is the icebox of Connecticut.
Yes, correct, yeah.
The Connecticut Berkshires. Mm-hmm. Berkshires?
Sure, man.
And I think that's where our bits are getting sort of stuck.
Okay.
Because it's so cold where we are right
like
now.
Like our comedic bits, or is it like, oh, the bits that like...
The data.
The data, because we were having trouble with the Zoom, I think, is sort of key... Yeah. Key component of the story you're trying to tell here, just in terms of from the perspective of the listener.
It's so cold.
Yeah.
It's so frigid. You forget sometimes when you like go on these like flights of fancy to
yeah.
Puffin's Rock and the future and all these other like crazy places.
Yeah.
We're still deep in the winter of our Chris content.
Yeah, and it's so cold. And we're having
That's what I'm here to
yeah.
remind you, and that's why I've put on the chains.
Yes.
I mean, that's not why I had the chains on, but I'm glad I had them on.
Yeah. No, it's doing its work. I feel like
yeah.
pretty spooked. I'm spooked.
And I think there's a Chris.
Yes.
I mean, there are a lot of Chris's. We haven't even
so many. We haven't even
touched
scratched
on
the surface
yet.
Of the Chrisiverse.
So many like Chris Pools out there that we could just like not Chris Pool the like
the
founder of 4chan.
Yeah, I was like, that's so specific. the young founder of 4chan, who we both like kind of know. we could maybe have him on
pools
the show.
Of Chris.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I see. Okay.
For our little like guppies to jump into.
Yes.
But we stayed safe. I wanted to stay safe this week in Chris O'Dowd because we didn't really give him much of a. I mean, I guess we did sort of assign him as like the god of a.
There's a lot of talk in the
narrative universe
comments, by which I mean nobody said anything about this, but I imagine that they wanted to. It's kind of a first kid in the pool problem, and I don't mean Christopher Poole. that it's like, was that a episode of Chris Content, or was it a full-length standalone episode of Dad Talk?
Yeah, and so like, do we owe them one, you know?
Do we owe them like an official Chris O'Dowd episode? And I'm not here to weigh in on what it was, what that was, Puffin Rock. We do watch it in my house now. When I want to,
it's not really for me to say. I want to
calm
audience,
the children. You know? Yeah, yeah. It's the winter of our Chris content, and so let's just dig into what that means. It's so cold and scary.
It's so cold and scary. We do have to watch
Chris content.
But we're like discontented. It has to be romance movies, and sometimes it's a roundabout way to the romance.
Yeah.
But is it a romance, I guess? Oftentimes the answer is no.
Yeah. This case, I think it's squarely yes.
But I think that's part of the purview of the show, too, though, is to like really like explore the boundaries.
A lot of shows that talk about like rom-coms or sci-fi or whatever genre will just look at the things that everybody knows is that genre, which is not helping anyone because we all already know that. But we do the hard work of looking at some other stuff like Puffin Rock or Event Horizon, and asking
wherever the content block
is
takes
it a
us,
romance?
Frankly.
And no, but nobody had asked before.
Yeah,
it's easy to say after the fact.
But this week, your former business partner here in Shackles and Chains, mm-hmm. ghostly coming at you in your study,
mm-hmm. very
have
scary.
A mission for you, and it's to find me a romance with Chris O'Dowd in it.
Okay, and I've done it. It's called The Incredible, and you and I have been saying Jessica Jones, but looking at the title here, it looks like it's Jessica James. And you know
All
what's
right.
even more confusing? I'm pretty sure that the lead actress in this film is called Jessica, and it's neither of those things. Jessica something else.
Jessica Williams.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We'll and do Dramatis Personae,
but
I guess.
Let's dwell on this for just a
Kristen
second.
Kristen Ritter
please.
Is in it.
Please, wait. Who?
Doctor Who?
Really? Oh, Doctor Who is in it.
Yeah, he plays Kilgrave.
Right.
He's like a...
Yes.
Mike Coulter's Luke Cage.
Hang on, remember? I'm getting too far from the thing I wanted to say. Is there something here that Jessica Jones, Jessica James, and Jessica Williams, it's all Jessica and then like a guy.
Jessica and then a guy?
Yeah, Jones, James, and Williams.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird, right? Huh. I don't know. Maybe there's nothing there.
I don't know. You get like you've got my like noodle bacon on it.
I'm
kind
of realizing that Jones isn't really that much of a guy, except for Mr. Jones. Yeah, I think there's nothing here. I think we'd be do well to move past it. But so we know it's Jessica is in it.
Yeah, and it's confusing. They're really
about
I think
Jessica.
They're sort of it's a good movie, and I don't think
they
need to do this, but I think they're trafficking on the idea that people will think, oh, Netflix original Jessica Jones, you know?
Yeah, it worked for me.
From the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Or The Incredible
And then they'll go
Hulk.
There and they'll be like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
This looks interesting.
Yeah. I think it works.
We could pitch something like that. What are the biggest like things on Netflix right now? We could just pitch a romance concept that's like, right there next to it, so we could just get like search adjacency.
My understanding about streaming right now is that there's like a secret cabal of dads only. It's like
I'm
only
in that
dads.
Cabal. Absolutely
I'm in
that cabal.
And only dads are like they're not talking about it or tweeting about it, so like the culture doesn't pick it up. But it's like when you look at the like Netflix end of year report, it's like everybody watched Reacher and like the night guy.
And NCIS.
That guy who like I don't know, answers a phone at night and then is a spy. Did you watch that? I watched it.
I don't think so. It sounds good.
I watched it and I watch Reacher after my wife goes to bed. And you know what else? I think the thing that the streaming platforms can't figure out is I watch Reacher and I fall asleep during every episode and then start it again the next night. So I'm like tripling their numbers. But that's what's big is dad stuff.
Beef just won a bunch of Emmys.
Well, that's nothing.
So we could just do a romance movie
called Beef.
It's already pretty,
yeah.
It's on the nose already.
Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah, it's hard. Well, I guess this is a skill then, you know?
Yeah. We should say who's in it. It's Jessica Jones and Chris O'Dowd from Puffin Rock is in this one.
Yeah, and he's like a sexual being.
So sexual. Everyone's pretty sexual in this one.
Yeah, it's a sexy movie. They talk pretty openly about intercourse and stuff.
Let me talk to you about this. Is it a
puts you on your back foot a little bit.
Conflict of interest.
For whom?
Us.
For us, hug hunters? Well, I guess we're not, sorry.
We're Chris hunters, and we kind of agreed that we're not hunting them. It's like, it's not an aggressive relationship. We're like, we want to, they're hunting us. If anything, they're
hunting
us.
Sorry, I need to dispel that way of thinking.
Yeah. It's not helpful. It's a paradigm that's going to lead you down some bad paths.
I know. I'm sorry.
They're hunting us.
I'm here to learn from Chris O'Dowd.
And I'm here to ask you a tough, it's the time for hard-hitting questions. Is it a conflict of interest for us to be talking about this film? Are we going to be able to be objective and put away our blinders? Because it's about a fellow podcaster.
Oh, who?
Jessica Williams is a famous podcaster, just like us. Are we going to be objective about this, or is it going to creep into the discourse in a way that's unfair to her and unfair to us, frankly?
Here's what I'm... This is a deeply unfair to Jessica Williams.
Yeah.
But I'm worried if we dig in any deeper, a lot of these people are going to be podcasters.
But I think she was like a podcaster first.
I guess we should be worried about it.
She's one of the two dope queens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was on The Daily Show for a long time.
Well, that's different. I can't speak to that. That's alien to me. I wasn't on The Daily Show. I was once mentioned on The Soup.
Whoa.
But that's not totally the same, you know?
Yeah, but it was so easy for me to understand how you got there, you know?
Yeah.
I think the only thing we would have to worry about in discussing The Incredible Jessica James, starring known podcaster, peer.
Yeah, our peer. Peer
Jessica Williams.
Yeah.
Is us just absolutely humiliating ourselves, because it would be like a, like, Triple A baseball team, you know, going up against like the Yankees. Like, can we take on the Yankees? You know, I think we are allowed to talk about the film.
She was such a successful podcaster that her podcast, I think, only lasted for like a couple years, and then she like moved up from podcasting.
And if she does decide to listen and come down on us for what we say, I think it's fair. And I think that we deserve every bit of humiliation that is coming to us.
Okay. Do you think we could make it happen that, like, two dope queens versus the two sad dads? Like, try to make something happen.
Oh,
out of
wow.
It?
Bring them back for, like, the like launch of a new podcast.
I mean, we have to, like,
concept.
We're trying to beef, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wow, this is all really, this is like a symphony what you're doing right now.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's like spinning around me.
I don't think that's the lesson. Here's what I'm realizing has gone wrong here. And we've abandoned the format, and we should get back to our roots. We always do this before we get
on air.
Dramatis
personae.
No, we already
Jessica
did
Williams, Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah, that's not
her
what
her best friend, his ex-wife, that guy from the other Netflix movie.
Listen,
is it a romance? Look at that.
Yeah. Listen to me.
Yes, confidently.
Normally we do this before the show starts, but I think we didn't do it this time, and I think we should do it now on air, and we're just going to try to quietly do some exercises to get in the mood for casting.
Okay.
So I need you, we always do this, so this is familiar to you, but I need you to get on your tippy toes.
Hands up in the sky. Hi. Get on your tippy toes.
Okay. And I don't know, try to keep the mic close to you somehow, even though you're doing that. Now wiggle your fingers like you are tickling a giant.
Now wiggle your fingers like you're tickling a giant.
Okay.
Wait, up or down?
Up. You're tickling a giant.
I have zero clearance.
Like you are tick the giant. Think about it.
I have zero clearance.
Imagine that you are tickling under the armpits of a giant. So obviously up. I'm just, okay. Except he's got armpit hair.
That's okay.
Okay, that's not the reaction I was looking for.
ew.
Okay, you just dropped your ice cream.
You just dropped your ice cream.
And you don't have money to buy a new one.
Am I supposed to still be on my tippy toes?
You can get back into the podcasting. But I need you to, like, Now it's like, I guess it's in your mind palace here. You've just dropped your ice cream and you don't have money to buy a new one. It's, what the fuck? It's like 20 degrees outside.
Okay. What are we doing? We're writing?
I'm getting in the mood to podcast.
Okay. All right.
This is going to loosen up your like imagination.
We usually do this before we begin, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you need to know anything about the ice cream?
I've just now put me in the space again. Sorry.
Okay, you've just tickled a giant. So we dwell on that. But
no.
I would be, you know, I guess I want to know what's happening.
I want to put it behind me. That's why I was getting myself the ice cream.
Okay. But you dropped it and you don't have the cash for more ice cream, which is pretty worrying because you have a family to support. So that means the bank account's got to be. So this is pretty sad.
I have to keep like a secret stash of cash.
Yeah.
Like hidden from my wife just for ice cream.
Yeah.
Because I'm not supposed to have it.
Okay, good. Well, and now you've just dropped it. So we're back to square one. Your best friend moves to Hawaii.
Your best friend moves to Hawaii.
I don't. What am I supposed to do with the ice cream thing? Just bring it in, process it?
I don't.
Just make it part of my like.
I'm just following the script. I don't know
Sorry.
I think what you do. Okay.
Usually you give me a little more time, I think.
I'm trying to put you in a headspace to like let your like inner creative being come out.
I've got no extra money in the like secret till for
You've run out of money. And how are you going to tell your wife? How are you going to tell your wife that you've been keeping a secret from her and then the secret is also like all of your personal finances and it's gone to ice cream and it's run out?
And it's gone. I'm going to be fucking wrecked over this.
That's fucked. And not to mention the fact that your best friend just moved to Hawaii and you got stood up at your own wedding.
You get stood up at your own wedding.
Woo! Marriage is an outdated social construct anyway.
Yeah, sorry. I buried the lead. In this scenario, you were stood up at your own wedding.
Oh, it's probably because she knows about this ice cream fund.
Okay, good. Marriage is an outdated social construct anyway. I feel like we're in the headspace we need to be in to like be like creative and accepting and talk in an open and honest way about someone who's in our industry, who's basically a peer, for all intents and purposes, might as well be us.
But yeah,
talk
third
about
host.
Her work in an objective way that's not tinged with jealousy.
Yeah, I mean, jealous isn't the right word.
Okay.
You know, is the
inferiority
is you know, the guy who's on the bench for the Hartford yogurts yard goats.
Yeah.
Jealous of Derek Jeter, famous Yankees
I think
player
on some level. Yes.
No.
Okay.
Aspires to maybe. Yeah. I would love to be in a romance movie with Chris O'Dowd.
Okay.
It's called Beef. And it's just what it says on the tin.
Should we say the film? So folks may have missed this one. It's like a Netflix, straight to Netflix original from like, I want to say 2017. So like.
You're saying it right then.
We were all right. I feel like I've got you in a bad headspace with this, like imagining what if your wife stood you up and like. You
oh, my ice cream is fucking everywhere. What do you want?
Yeah.
It's easy to watch. It's on Netflix. You already all have it.
I want to say this.
Watch it.
It's pretty charming.
And it's pretty good. And it's supporting a writer-director. Sorry. I should say.
Oh, yeah. Important.
You and I have to be sensitive to our peer and fellow podcaster, Jessica Williams, but I also have to be sensitive to a former employer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tell me more about this.
The writer and director of the film.
Yeah.
Jim Strauss.
You worked for him.
Yeah. My one and only film credit, Winning Season, written and directed by Jim Strauss.
And what? You were like
2009.
Foley Grip or something?
PA, production assistant.
Wow. Okay.
Got people coffees, ran scripts to the stars.
Wow. Okay.
Ushered stars around the city in our cargo van.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Damn. Okay. So we've got some real like professional entanglements that are kind of getting
it's
in the
delicate.
Way.
Delicate. It's a minefield.
It explains why we're like 20 minutes into the show and haven't said anything about the film.
Well, I've said, is it a romance? Absolutely, yes, it is.
Absolutely, yes. Very sexy romance. There's a lot of do in it.
Yeah, well, and they talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Every which way. Yeah. Two prude dudes would, like...
Yeah, they wouldn't like
it. I guess, should we trot them out? Because there's one Chris O'Dowd scene that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But he does say something pretty lewd.
He says something very lewd. That was what immediately jumped into to mind. She's like... So we'll say... We can start saying about the film. Like, she, like... The premise is that, like, she thinks she's
hot. Let's get
them
to this point, and then we'll invite them in.
Okay, that sounds good. She thinks she's hot shit. But, yeah. And also, she is hot shit, is the thing. Like, she hasn't made it yet, but she's, like, incredibly charming and funny and beautiful and,
yeah,
like,
and talented by so all, kind of, like,
it kind of works. But maybe the flaw of it is that she, like, tends to write people off. And she's out of a relationship that I think she doesn't really want to be out of, and she's devastated. And she gets set up on a blind date with Chris O'Dowd, and she's basically like, it's like she's taken truth serum, is like the premise of her character a little bit. Like, she only says the truth, and she's like, you suck. You're like a pasty, like, older dude.
No offense, but I don't even know if I want to be here right now.
Oh, well, why would I be offended by that?
I don't know, Tasha thought this would be good for me to help me get over this guy I thought I was in love with, but to be honest, this whole thing is making me think of him more intensely.
Oh yeah? How so?
I'm just really reminded of how much of him you're not.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, you're not interesting to me. But then he says a thing, and I guess we haven't trotted him out in a while, but we could bring out our two guys that I don't even know if they're... Still
I haven't heard, like,
around.
Heard from them in a while.
Like, I haven't heard from them since.
Maybe I don't even know if
COVID.
This is still their number.
You know?
Yeah.
So, so our hit segment is called Two Prude Dudes.
You guys, and is this? Oh, hey. Yeah. No, I've been. Sorry, Jack, one second. I've been good.
Okay, this is awkward.
No, Jack's been really good. Yeah, he moved back to New York. Yeah. What have you guys been up to? Wow. Really? Okay. All right, I'll let him know. Okay, see you soon.
All right,
I have bad news.
What?
Well, there's been like a lineup change.
Okay. Okay.
The two prude dudes, it's still Tanner Greenring, the prude Tanner Greenring.
Yeah.
But the prude Jack Shepherd isn't available.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like it's... It might be
acrimonious.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, okay, it sounds like tough. It might be like pretty tough. I don't know if we'll ever see him again.
Okay. You know? Okay. So it's just, but so are they keeping the name?
The two prude dudes.
Yeah, because it sounds like it's only one of them now.
It's just one of them, and then I guess the other guy will just be like a cycling cast of
okay,
you know, whoever. Whoever makes most sense.
Okay, so it's our hit segment, The Two Prude Dudes. Welcome, The Two Prude Dudes.
Hi, Tanner Greenring. I grew up in the Midwest, repressed, and uncomfortable by sexual topics.
Okay, and what
and
about
you,
the other
let's
guy?
Let's see.
Oh, okay, me. We want to give him a name, is that what it is?
Yeah, I do want to give him a name.
Okay.
Maybe we work backwards from the name, you know?
Okay, perfect. Great. Do you want to give me some... should we do a name generator?
How about... I like you being like a sir, like a knight. Maybe you've been knighted.
Okay,
know?
I was kind of going in a similar direction. It's like, remember back in the knight days when they would call people like chastity or something?
Yes. Sir, something chastity.
Okay,
like
that's pretty
good. The moral knight.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Do we want just like a knight type name, like Edwin
like
or something,
like Ginfraid or whatever? You know.
What about Edwin?
Sure.
Okay. It's and he doesn't have an accent.
Oh, he has to have a little bit of an accent, right? There's got to be a little like something on it.
Much like Jessica Williams, I've been in this game long enough to know a few things about the game. And the thing I've learned is, like, whenever I start to do an accent, I immediately regret it.
It doesn't have to be an accent, but maybe some kind of affectation or catchphrase or something. I think people deserve it.
My name is Sir Edwin Chastity from the Knights Times, from the medieval times, and I'm joined here by my good friend.
Tanner Greenring.
Tanner Greenring, marketing expert.
Those are the two lewd marketing.
From the Midwest, and we're here, I think, to just kind of fix up what's really, frankly, the line of the movie. And it's, I think it's only like six words, right?
Yeah, well, they're having the funny like back and forth on their after their first date. They're walking home.
Yeah,
they're getting to know one another.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "I don't know what they're talking about," but he says,
"I wouldn't say this is any more or less awkward than every other part of the night."
And she said,
"That's funny. You're funny."
And he says,
"Yeah, I'm also good at cunnilingus."
Okay, we can't have that.
Well, that's good to know.
And let's...
That's not okay. So let's... So we'll work... Do we need to... Okay.
Woo! And I'm sorry, I noticed, sir...
Yeah.
Chastity.
Yeah.
You have a lot of, like, modern, like, mannerisms and affectations.
Yeah.
And sort of, like, speaking patterns. Are you, like... What's the story? Are you from here and now?
Have
like,
you
what's
seen
the title?
Have you seen that movie about when Wolverine like gets pulled into New York from the past because of love?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Kate and Leopold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. I got Kate and Leopolded like a while ago. Like
oh, so you
15
had
years
to assimilate.
Ago. Yeah. But like, and in fact, like I've adopted a lot of the mannerisms of your time, but I can't get right with like how loose you all are with like language and morality in general. And like, especially matters of like a romantic or sexual nature.
Oof.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to fix that. Does that cover that for you?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's workshop this a little bit.
And you don't want to know what happened to my Kate, to the Kate who kind of pulled me through?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you meant literally.
Yeah.
You were literally Kate and Leopold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Who was your Kate and what happened to her?
Well, I don't like to talk about it.
All right. I think in the scene right after this one,
yeah,
they then do go and have intercourse.
Yeah.
So I think what he wants to do is communicate, like, this is going well, like, let's go have intercourse.
Yeah.
He says it in a pretty, like, 2017 way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little racy, I think, for you and I. What do you call someone who's a knight? Your Honor?
Sir. But
sir.
I think that I want to like erase all memory of like what he says when he says that thing.
No, I know, but I want to still, he needs to say something that gets him from, it needs to say something that engages intercourse. So that's going to be difficult for us, isn't it?
Okay, but it's okay. So are we just working with that?
We can't change the movie.
That line, I'm pretty good at. Or do we need to go further back? That's the question.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Do we want to keep... All right. So we know how to do this, right? We take the line and we fix it. But we just have less runway than we normally do.
I have like a bad idea.
Okay.
Get it out
I've got
way.
A bad idea too. So let's hear yours and then we'll hear mine.
Mine was respecting women.
That's great.
Which I don't think is a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I think like saying that to then initiate...
Yeah.
Intercourse. You know, it's like you're trying to say a lot with a little.
Yeah. And I think
you're trying to communicate a lot with a little and it doesn't quite pull it off.
I also think that's one of those things where it's like, I've been in your time long enough to know that it's like one of those things that's like, show, don't tell. And like, if you're telling, like, you're not showing. You know what I mean? In a way.
Yeah.
So it's like not as hot as it sounds
it's
to
tough.
Say that. Can I tell you my bad idea? Because here's
please.
What I was thinking. We want to keep as much of the original text as we can, right? So I think we both agree that I'm pretty good at is fine. I also think that we could go so far as I'm pretty good at k and then fix
it.
So what about I'm pretty good at coits?
A fricative.
It's not a fricative. It's a palatal.
What is a fricative?
A fricative is like at the front of the mouth, I think. But I think it's, what about that? Coits. I don't know what coits is, and we should check to see if that's sexual.
Oh, I'm pretty good at what? Coits?
Coits.
C-O-I-T-S?
That's what popped into my head. I think it might be with a Q.
It is with a Q. It's a game in which it looks like horseshoes, but with a ring.
Yeah, well, this is perfect, right?
What is that? What is being good at coits communicate to someone about your like sexual availability, though?
Well, maybe it means that you like you have a coits court at home that you could invite them to.
So your instinct, and I know you're from old times,
yeah.
So you don't know that we have like modern things that we can kind of like look things up with, but your instinct is just to like kind of think it through and go with the first thing that pops into your head.
Yeah, well, what was your thing? Not much better.
Yeah, you're right, I guess. Coits.
Yeah. What do you think?
Is that a game that you, from your time?
Yeah, we used to play it.
And did you use, is that's like a, it's a social game?
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually, I think, yeah, a lot of people play it. It's just putting a, and here's the thing about coits.
Play it with like the young, you know, men and women.
And I'll say this as delicately as I can. The thing about coits, now it's coming back.
It's a courtship game?
Yeah, you could play it in the, kind of chivalrically, as it were.
Yeah.
But like, here's the thing about coits. It's, I don't know if I can say this. It's about like, getting a stick through a hoop. Ultimately.
It's pretty, like, sexually charged.
Yeah.
I think it, like, toes that line that you and I try to toe.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It's this gay. It's the one with the X with the pegs.
Something like that.
Sorry to use such a charged word. And you throw the rings and you try to score them. Yeah, I think this is a social game.
Yeah.
Look at this. I'm going to send you an image.
Okay, great. That's perfect.
This is...
It's an audio medium. Yeah, no, this is perfect. Okay, so you've sent me an image, and it says Newcastle Pitmen playing at quoits. And they're like, they're all kind of bending over.
Bending over, looking at like holes and pegs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty sexually charged game.
Yeah.
I think it communicates well
what we need,
what we're
to
trying
say.
To communicate.
Great. Yeah. So okay. Shall I read this back to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the first part?
I gotta get good at coits.
Yeah. She says, this night's not going well.
She says, this isn't going well. And he says, I wouldn't say that it's any more or less awkward than every other part of the night. And she says, that's funny. You're funny. And he says, yeah.
I'm pretty good at coits. And imagine it in like a Chris O'Dowd, like sexy Irish accent. Yes, please.
I'm pretty good at coits. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
He doffs his big cap. I think that's pretty good.
I think we fixed it. Well, I've been... Sir Edwin Chastity?
Sir Edwin, I would love to keep you around longer if we could, but we do have a show to finish. I want to, like, just pick your brain. I think we could, like, do a whole kind of, like, PUA sort of, like, book. You know, we could write a whole book about, like,
how
to gain the confidence to speak
yeah,
to
tips
women.
From the
Get
Middle
good
Ages.
At coits.
That's something pretty good, actually. Honestly, okay, cut this from the show, but, like, because I don't want people to steal it. I think, like, a dating guide that's, like, based on, like, Middle Ages principles is, like, pretty good.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. We'd have to have a name for it. But...
Yeah, Sir Edwin Chastity. He was Warpold here. Get good at coits. Step one, get good at coits.
Okay, folks, thanks for having me. I'll see myself out.
Great.
Whoa, what was with that guy?
He, his name is Sir Chastity.
Okay.
He's like a old-timey knight who was like,
What, did he get Caton Leopolded or something?
Caton Leopolded.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say, Austin Powers.
That's crazy. Did he say, like, who his Kate was and, like, whether they're still together or anything?
He wouldn't talk about it. It's okay. Like he, I think he wanted me to, like, pry, but I didn't have
the
energy.
Well, I won't ask him. should we take a quick break and come back and like say anything about the film?
Please.
it's Jack here, and I am super excited to tell you about a new sponsor, the incredible family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. Unfortunately, Tanner is not able to be here for this ad read because he misread the brief, and I'm glad that he's reading the briefs at least, but he thought that he was being assigned on an actual secret mission to find out who really killed June's sister, Claire. Now, I've been enjoying immersing myself in a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance, and putting my detective skills to the test as I solve hundreds of puzzles whenever I have a free moment to play June's Journey, but Tanner has actually, and this is a quote, booked myself passage on a steamship to New York, which, not to triangulate here, but that's a uniquely bad way to get there from Connecticut. And reading between the lines of the extremely cryptic letters he's been sending me, it sounds like he's making a real nuisance of himself, asking the other passengers questions about their luggage. June's Journey is a murder mystery game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner's Journey, according to the most recent note I got from him, is currently delayed due to what he describes as a miscommunication with the Coast Guard about what exactly a steamship license is. I hate to take sides, but I really feel like I would trust the Coast Guard on this one. Right now, I'm making my way through the adventure of the Hidden Distillery. I love looking for clues and customizing my estate while I'm on hold with some very angry people at a place I've never heard of called the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority. And you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey, and you can download it for free on iOS and Android. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to go and pick him up. Okay, and we're back, and we kind of made a promise to you listeners before we went away to break that I intend to keep here, and it's... should we say what happens in the film?
It's about social media, yeah, and it's about how they go on this date and then they decide that they are going to unfollow. He's going to unfollow his ex-wife. She's going to unfollow her ex-boyfriend, yeah, and they are going to follow one another's ex.
What if we followed each other's exes on Instagram? That way we can tell the other person if something big comes up.
That's a really good plan.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Okay, what's your fella's name?
At Damon Johansson. And then what about your ex-wife?
Mandy Moore?
Wait, what?
Oh, it's not the singer stroke actress. It's a very common name. Holy shit, is this him?
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
I know, he's a beautiful man.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
You're never going to get the likes of that again.
The movie should have been called Unfollow.
That's too boring. It has to be somewhere between the two.
What about It Follows?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, it should, because it's like, whatever. I don't want to get into it with you. It sounds like you don't want to get into it. But the premise of the film, such as there is a premise, it's mostly just like Jessica Williams and Chris O'Dowd both being like rather charming.
What are films like Strangers on a Train? Like films where two characters are like committing crimes of like convenience for one another, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like serendipity.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's already a movie called that.
We should watch that.
Yeah. I've been trying to get you to watch it for like a decade now. I've never seen it. It's John Cusack.
Not a Chris. Shit.
Yeah. Can't do it. Listen, the premise is that they're like, we went on a blind date. We, and you and I can say this, did cunnilingus on each other. And, but then
can.
Like,
does mean we have to.
Well, it felt like those other guys were really fucking dancing around it. and like that went well, but then it's like, we're not necessarily going to date anymore, but they do like see each other again and agree that they'll be each other's like it's unhealthy for them to be following their exes on social media. So they'll unfollow their own exes and follow the other person's ex. And like,
and then keep each other like apprised. Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. And then he hooks up with his ex-wife and it really upsets
Jessica
Jones.
Yeah.
And she's like super strong, so you don't want to upset her.
Yeah, you don't want to.
And then she, I guess, decides to forgive him, and then they decide to start dating. And then she gets, oh, she gets a job in like London at like a theater.
The B plot is that she's trying to make it as a playwright, which I think there's a good moment in the film that actually like did give me pause in a real way, where she like finally meets her hero, who's like this successful Tony winning playwright. And she's like gushing.
Excuse me? Hi. Hi, you're Sarah Jones, right?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why I asked that. I knew it was you. Just, I really think about you a lot. I really do. You are fierce and passionate and unapologetic. And I love the way you write your characters, and I love the way you write women. And I just, I'm so thankful that you're here, and the kids are really thankful that you're here. I mean, not as thankful as I am, just because I like love you. I really do. You're like 6 feet almost. Like I'm 6 feet.
What is your name?
Oh, it's Jessica James. That was really weird of me to do, and I'm sorry. And I'm blabbing.
And she's like, oh, like what's it like to be rich and famous? Like you have a Tony.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, sure.
When did you know that you were gonna make it?
That's a big question.
And it's like, oh yeah, it's
I
not
I guess I
like,
would say, I'll let you know when I get the memo.
What do you mean when you get the memo? You literally want a Tony.
And the lady says,
yes, but you know, that and a Metro card gets me on the subway.
You still take the subway?
Yeah, girl, how much do you think playwrights make?
Which I kind of liked. And it's like, oh yeah, it's not like, it's not that great for your bottom line to be even like the best playwright.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're like also like writing scripts
you think
for
that's
like
the message?
Ad agencies. No, that is the message. The message is like,
you think this film was trying to inspire people by saying, do not try to be a playwright.
I think this
even
is,
the best playwrights have nothing.
Listen to yourself, because this podcast, our podcast, is about two things right now. It's one, it's about like trying not to be jealous of a much more successful podcaster who like fucking made it. And two, it's about like learning a lesson from a Chris from the past that will like make us better morally.
Be pretty brazen about
and
how
you've just been
competent you
on
are
a plate
with your oral sex orally, you know?
A lesson.
That's the lesson this week?
No,
wow.
The lesson is that like it's about Smut. The love of the game. It's not about like the riches. Like,
oh yeah.
And if you're in it for like the success and the riches, like you're in it for the wrong reasons.
I mean, you don't have to tell us.
And that's something that I think you and I need to learn. You know, we've only been doing this podcast every week for 7 years. And I think we've been like going about it the wrong way, like trying to chase fame and fortune with it is
you're
like
right.
Exactly wrong.
Every episode, we're like, how can we monetize this?
Like,
let's
what we should be doing is
nickel.
Trying to win a Tony.
Okay, I could win a Tony.
Yeah.
I mean, not right now. I'd have to study for years and try really hard.
We just need to get one of these things adapted for the stage. And I think we're onto something with Sir Edwin Chastity. I mean, what an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a musical? Or it could be any play.
I think it could be any play. And I think we could maybe adapt his like rules of like medieval like courtship and knightship.
I think we need to give him like an accent and like a little bit more of an accent.
I tried. The guy I had in here doing him.
Because he just sounded like a guy. You know?
He was
very
entrenched.
Resistant?
He would
Okay.
He would not get take any notes or direction.
Yeah. Okay, that's tough. I think he should have at least an English accent and like I don't know, like kind of a like an effete
what's his
like,
book called?
Manner. What's his book called?
Beef.
It's called Beef, The Rules of
Courtly
Love.
Are we
going to
adapt that?
I think it's like how, because I'll let you in on a secret. When I was in college, even though it wasn't like assigned, I did spend like a semester like researching all of the literature on courtly love because I got like pretty interested in it. Like the troubadours and like some other dudes like that.
You
and
can
like,
take all of that knowledge, package it up under
but
one
like, if you take
pseudonym.
Because they got like super into the rules. You know, it's like if a lady drops a rose, like that means, you know, it's like all this shit. I think if you like take that, dust it off and modernize it, like that's a hit dating book. Yeah, that's like an airport book.
Cut this.
Yeah.
This episode's only going to be like 15 minutes long because we're just workshopping like the,
Sir
the
Edwin.
Best idea.
Yeah, that's good. And he's got such a good backstory, too.
Maybe we can just trick a lot of these, like, you know, lonely, scared boys who like are afraid of talking to girls into just being better people instead of like incels.
Oh, it's too. Like we can like reverse incel them.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what they want. It's like they want rules.
Yeah, they just want some guidance.
Yeah. Okay. This is good. This is pretty good. Okay. Yeah. I think there's something here. Yeah. And it's all about like, it's mostly just about like being like so polite.
A fop.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. That's good. And then that's the whole movie?
Well, yeah. And then she goes to London and he's rich, by the way. He had an app.
He has an app. His app doesn't... I don't really get it. It's called Hi Mom.
Mine is called Hi Mom. Have you heard about it?
No.
Basically, we make it seem like you're staying in touch with your parents or whoever without you having to stay in touch with your parents or whoever.
That's insane. How do you do that?
We study users' text feeds and social media, and we generate a weekly personalized message in their own voice from their own cell phone number. A typical one would be, "Hi, Mom. I was just thinking about you. Thought I'd say hi. You're so right. That cat video was cute and funny."
And it's yeah. Like, it basically...
It's the plot of Her yeah. that we covered for this movie. Do you remember what he did in Her? Is he wrote
right.
letters to people
like,
on behalf of people
that were
who were too busy
than what they would have written,
and that's what Chris O'Dowd's app does too.
I was gonna say, and I think it works with your insight, but it's the plot of The 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferris.
Yeah,
of which course. Like I don't recommend it. That's another like a guy who's a much more successful podcaster than us.
Let's not take him on either. Then. Yeah. The Hartford Yard Goats have a back-to-back. It's the New York Yankees and then the New York Giants.
Yeah, okay, they're not even a baseball team. Yes, so that's it. It's a plot of 4-Hour Work Week. If you haven't read it, like basically it's like, what if you were a total fucking sociopath?
Yeah, so like, what is you it? Get it's just more... like you make everyone else do all your shit?
He like has like, I think like, someone in India. He outsources to India specifically, I think. I did read it at the time. Like, responding to his mom's emails. And he's like, now I have time to, like, learn karate. Like, that's literally the premise of the 4-Hour Work Week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
of
so
all
stupid.
All the things to, like, cut. You know? Well, maybe his relationship with his mom is different. I don't know.
I don't know. But that's what the app does. It's bad. It's pretty bad. He should, but it seems like it was a success. And he's rich, and so he like, well, I don't know that he's rich.
He's rich enough to like send her.
He says
and,
he has
like,
a lot of frequent flyer
students,
miles.
And like, yeah, I guess he's from Ireland.
Yeah. Anyway, Hollywood. It seems like they get together, though. It like ends not with them getting together, but with her. And this is the B plot. The B plot is that like there is a young girl in her like acting class that she teaches who like. She wants to be her protege, but the girl has, like, trouble at home. And Jessica Jones needs to learn, like... Basically, it's an Emma situation. She's, like, Emma-ing this girl.
She's Emma-ing, yeah. She needs to learn how to, like...
How to, like, not, like, make everybody
help this
live
girl
the
without,
life.
Like... Yeah.
Frankly, it's a lesson I should learn, but can't. It's like, I don't know how to...
But
like,
it works.
Yeah. It works. She does learn that lesson.
The only person she ends up having to convince is the girl herself, who would rather just go to Six Flags. And who wouldn't?
Yeah, there's a whole bit where it's like, I want you to come to this like prestigious like acting workshop. And she like pulls a lot of strings to make it happen. And then the girl decides to go to Six Flags with her newly divorced dad anyway instead. And it's like,
yep.
That's actually probably good for like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
Six Flags is fun and, like, it's kind of a tough time in the family, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a lesson. I don't know, I'm not sure if it's a lesson we should learn. I think the lesson we learn, and I think we have learned it, and that's the premise of The Winter of Our Chris Content, is, like, stop trying to, like,
get
rich off the podcast and start trying to win a Tony from the podcast. Right?
I took a completely different lesson away.
Oh, what was... Oh, it was get good at quoits?
Get good at quoits.
Well, fuck. Okay.
I guess we can just... You try yours and I'll try mine.
Yeah. Okay, no, I might need you for mine. And I think Quoits is a two-player game, so you might need me for yours.
Shit. Yeah. Well, you focus on yours and bring me in when you need to.
Maybe we could have a meeting over Quoits.
Ooh, that sounds lovely. what else do we have to do?
Oh, do you want to know something? True story?
What?
They meet at the beginning of the movie in a bar.
Oh, it's the bar that was right beneath your apartment.
It's the bar that's like literally right beneath my apartment. Talking about another podcaster trying to like fucking literally triangulate and blow up my spot.
Yeah, she's like, everyone's going to come here and see the place where I filmed The Incredible Jessica Jones.
Yeah, and not think of me, where I literally live.
Jack will be like walking in and out of his front door, which is right next door to that bar. I used to go there to have a drink while I was like
waiting for you. I once walked down the stairs, maybe to go to that bar, which is right beneath my house, and like had to politely wait on the stairs while a man pulled out his dick and balls and peed literally on the glass of the door of my front door.
I just like politely
waited, and it's like on a very, very busy street in Brooklyn.
I pull out as very little as I can, and that's like
memorable. Like it just like I'm gonna like pull out like my entire package
as well.
And like it's like the least, it's like just lean it up against the glass door, so I guess no one from the street can see, though it's pretty clear what's happening.
Sort of the nice thing about New York is like, you know, you kind of forget that you're always just surrounded by people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In every dimension, you know, up, down.
Yeah.
Side to side.
Yeah, and what are you going to do? I just sat there and like quietly waited till
just
he
let him
finished.
Do his business.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, so that was fucked up.
You know, one time I went to a Bruce Springsteen concert at the Pepsi Center, which is now called the Ball Arena, which is a great name for an arena where they play basketball. And I had to go into the stall to do a number two. I'm sorry.
Okay, Jesus.
It happens.
Yeah.
And a guy got really mad at me for going in there to do a number two. And I was like, I'm so, like, what am I supposed to do? You know?
Yeah.
Just like not go number two for this entire like
That's crazy.
4-hour concert?
There's a stall. So somebody said something to you?
Yeah, I was in there and he tried the door and then like came back a minute later and tried it again. And he's like, come on. And like I was like, I'm like working on it. Finished up. And on my way out, he's like, Twilight, like scream something like incoherent at me.
What the
fuck?
I was
like, I'm sorry. I was pooping.
Yeah. It's like 4 hours. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that sucks. Fucking leave Tanner alone. People.
Yeah.
What do you want? We could go?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get out of here. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very much for bearing with me. And I would like to thank the Bee Babies and the Bug Babies and the Baby Nation so very much for bearing with us through this winter of our Chris Content. We learned a lesson this week from Chris O'Dowd. And it's gonna make us better men. And it's we're not totally aligned.
We're not there yet.
On specifically what the lesson is, but I think we're gonna meet up over a nice game of Quoits and sort it out.
It's always a good starting place.
Yeah, for anything, honestly, for like a new relationship or just like deepening your relationship in some way. What I like to say to everyone is, please subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/bsccpodcast. Thank you to everyone who's done that. We love you and kiss you so very much. And we love and kiss for some other folks to get in there too. We have a new episode every week of our Oh God, It's Friday hit podcast about the TGIF shows of the 90s. And it's fun. Join the Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. And rate and review and recommend the show wherever you do that. Tell a friend. Guess what? It's...
What?
Time to say what movie we watched. Film we watched this week was called The Incredible Jessica James.
Yes.
It was good. I recommend
watch it. Watch Jessica Jones, too.
Yeah, watch Jessica Jones is really good. This is, like, honestly, like, to do the duty of a romance, like, the bare minimum of what a romance podcast could do, if you haven't seen this, it's a pretty fun rom-com.
Yeah, no, nice like, romance.
Yeah, nothing bad to say about it. It's nice and short, and Chris O'Dowd and Jessica Williams are both incredibly charming and funny.
Oh, Jack.
Okay, yeah, sorry, it's my old business partner, Tanner, and he still hasn't taken the chains off.
No, sorry.
Yeah. What's up?
What? Let's just close Chris, are we hunting?
Oh, I know. I know. And it's. I'd like to thank Baby B Nora for suggesting this. Next week we're going to, of course, be hunting, and it's not hunting again.
Sorry.
We're going to learn a
Jack,
Christmas
we have a lesson Christmas to- lesson to learn this late January.
From Kristen Milioti in the film Palm Springs.
Who's Kristen Milioti?
The star of Palm Springs, which I've seen. It's a film I've seen probably 3 or 4 times, and it fucking owns. Time loop movie, but it's a romance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Chris,
that's your mother.
What? Oh, it's your mother. Yeah, that's your mother. Yeah, that's your mother. I mean, I only know that from context. I never watched the show.
Yeah, I know her to be your mother from How I Met Your Mother.
Spoilers.
At the end of the series, I think she's the lady.
Yeah.
Yes, great.
Yeah.
I've also seen this film, and I'm excited to dig back into it.
Yeah.
You just can't get enough Andy Samberg, huh?
I love Andy Samberg. So funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, we found a Kristen Milioti.
Yeah.
We found a romance movie.
Palm Springs.
And Jack found his Andy OTP.
Samberg. Yeah.
I guess OTP would be you and Andy Samberg.
Yeah, I guess. But the other thing doesn't make that much sense either. It's that my OTP is Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti, which is like... That's like nothing. Like, I wouldn't say that. If I said that, it would be met hopefully with just withering disregard. Like, Andy Samberg's already married to Joanna Newsom, which is like pretty interesting.
She's a singer-songwriter?
Yeah.
Wow, good. I hope they're happy.
It's fun when like two people who are like so much more talented than you, but in like different ways, like combine forces.
Wow, you really do love him, huh?
Yeah, that's my OTP. Sound off in the comments. Who's your OTP? And it's got to be Andy Samberg and somebody.
Yeah. Hopefully his wife, Joanna Newsom. It sounds like they're
hopefully. They seem like
creatively and romantically connected well.
That's the only celebrity fact I know.
I only know that Kristen Milioti was your mother.
Was your mother. We're going to go. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very much for being with me and say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greening.
Oh, shit. Can we say, what's something that rhymes with happily?
Let's see. We can do this. This is easy.
You'd think it would be easy.
Oh, what was his appily? His app was called...
Was it called Hi Mom?
Hi Mom.
Yeah. I guess maybe I just won't be able to sign off this week.
No, we have to, or else we can't leave. Okay.
Can we like go back and retcon that Sir Edwin was actually Sir Mallory?
Sir Mallory Chastity?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chastity. I hope that you find your Sir Edwin Chastity ever after.
We might be childhood friends.
Great.